1. Regional rivalry. The lowest growth with little interest in a shared response to global warming. 2. Inequality. A road divided, where the world splits into a rich-poor divide. 3. Middle of the road. Similar to today, with slow progress in health and education, and technology advancing without major breakthroughs. 4. Sustainable development or green road pathway. This is an eco-scenario with more global harmony and cooperation. Environmental impact is reduced and economic growth creates a smaller impact. And 5. Fossil-fueled or conventional development. Average GDP per person increases tenfold and the money is used to counter issues such as health, education and pollution. What's good about it? If only cutting carbon was as simple as winning attention. Many politicians make environmental claims that they can't pay for. The rebound effect is when we save some cash by being more efficient, we then spend the savings elsewhere in ways that lead to more emissions. This is similar to moral licensing. When we do something good, we allow ourselves to do something bad as a reward. The majority of individual actions will make little practical difference to rising temperatures. Don't be distracted by the myth that every little helps. If everyone does a little, then we'll only achieve a little. For every heat death, 17 people die from cold deaths. Every year since 2011, China has burned more than half of all coal used worldwide. Innovation could come from energy storage, nuclear power, and air capture. Stratospheric aerosol injection involves spraying tiny particles such as sulfur dioxide into clouds to brighten them. The Schelling conjecture, after economist Thomas Schelling, asks, are poor people best helped through cutting CO2 and adaptation? Or could we achieve more if we focused on making them more prosperous? What you have to watch. Not everyone is going to enjoy this line of argument, but it is very scientifically argued and backed up with huge amounts of data.